Moncrief on News Talk.
On the subject, I suppose, of competing internationally, if you don't associate Kerry with cheerleading, well, think again. The Killarney Scorchers are a cheerleading team who later this month will travel to Orlando to take part in the Cheerleading World Championships. Rachel Lean is a member. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So how long have you personally been cheerleading for?
I suppose I started cheerleading when I was about 10 in or around, so about 14 years now.
Right. Okay. And when you started, when you were 10, was it in competitions or were you doing it the way you see it at, you know, American football games and that kind of stuff?
I started it into competitions. So I went straight into the competitive side of cheerleading.
Right. Okay. And so are there a lot of people involved in cheerleading in Ireland?
Yes, it's a huge community. We have a very big community of cheerleaders around Ireland. We're very, very lucky. We're based down here. There's some from up in Galway. There's plenty up north, plenty up in Dublin as well. So we're well scattered around the place.
And to be part of the team that's now going to Orlando, does that involve travelling up and down to Galway all the time?
Yes. So the club that we're competing with is called Stuntworks. The team is Alliance. So they're actually based in Galway. So they held tryouts there back in July for their own kind of club. And then they had travel athlete spots as well. So, for example, us travelling up from Killarney, we'd be travel athletes. We go up there. It started with every second weekend and now it's every weekend as we're getting closer to Worlds.
OK, and so the three of ye were you all chosen individually or did you kind of go for those tryouts as a team?
No, it's individual. So we all went off, we all tried out, and then it's spots are offered then on an individual basis.
Okay, but would they have said, like, we're offering you and you a spot here, but the three of you now have to work together?
We were unsure at the start if that's the way it would work, but it hasn't at all. We've been split up and split up across the different sections of the routine, so we're all working with different members of the team now.
Okay, so how big is the team that's going to Orlando?
There is, if my numbers are correct, about 24 of us on our specific team.
Gosh, how are they usually that big?
They vary in size. They can be anywhere from the 7, 8, 9 mark up to up in the 20s and 30s. It varies, depends on the size of the team and the club.
Okay, so of the 25 who are going, like, I assume there are various routines involving various numbers of people.
The routine now that I'm just talking about is just our specific routine. So there's different teams going from kind of different clubs, different age categories. But just the routine now that I'm talking about, our one, we're all on the same team. We're all competing on the mat together. We'll all be helping each other out and cheering each other on.
Okay. And there's three of you doing it together?
There's three of us from Killarney, yeah.
Yeah. And how long does the routine last for?
A routine typically is 2.5 minutes. So it's 2:30 of very high intensity, high impact work.
Okay. And is there like a category you're entered in cheerleading?
So our category is open coed level 6. So level 6 is one of the highest levels you compete at in cheerleading. It only goes up to level 7.
Okay. And I assume then as well, there's people from Ireland going, but are there people going from all over the world?
Yeah, it's scattered all over the place. There's going from many teams going from USA, obviously. There's teams from the UK. There's one in France. There's teams from Chile, Canada, Australia, you name it. There's teams from everywhere going.
And did the Americans tend to be the best at it?
I think it started that way a little bit more so, but everyone's definitely catching up. We're hot on their heels, as we like to think.
Okay, and would a lot of people who are now in cheerleading, would they have done gymnastics previously, or do you necessarily need to have done that at all?
It's a possibility. I personally started in gymnastics beforehand, but it's not a requirement. Everyone's kind of journey is different.
Yeah, and so the cheerleading that ye are going to be doing, you know, is it the kind of stuff we're used to seeing on television where there's, you know, you're making pyramids and throwing each other around the place and that kind of stuff?
Yes, that's us. We'll be throwing each other up in the air, pyramids. We'll be jumping, doing flips and tumbles, the whole lot.
I assume then injuries must be a big worry because...
It is, but I suppose it is in every sport. You know, just have to... There's technique and there's ways to work around it. So it's just about trying to practice our cheer as safe as we possibly can and you know, yeah. try our best to keep everyone safe.
And when you get to Orlando, then how many times do you do? Is it just once you compete, or I suppose does it depend? You have to get through levels of it then.
It depends. There's typically like a semi-finals and a finals. So you'll be competing on one day and then you kind of make it through to day two.
Right. Okay. And if you get through to the final, how many teams are in the final?
I think we'll be against 10, or there'll be 10 altogether. So I think we'll be against 9 others.
Okay. All right. If it's the final, when you're starting out, how many teams are involved?
We don't have the running order yet, so we don't know. It could be any amount of number, yeah.
Okay, and I assume it's judges then. It's up to them eventually to kind of make a call on this.
Yes, yeah. So there's a score sheet that you need to follow, and then they just follow that score sheet. It's up to us then to tick off all the boxes and get the highest possible scores in each section that we can.
Okay, and do you have an aim as to how far you want to progress?
We'd love to get into finals. Typically, the aim of an Irish team would be to go over and just do a little bit better than the last Irish team did. Every year we just aim to improve on what we did the previous year. So last year our team came 10th, so we're looking to hopefully potentially come a bit higher than that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's in the world. That's excellent.
And we're trying to work our way up the ranks.
Yes. And is it all amateur? I mean, if you win, do you like get something? Like a check?
We get the acknowledgement, we get a trophy, we get a ring, but this is the top of our game here. This is the highest that cheerleaders can go, is the World Championships. It's not yet, but soon we'll hopefully be in the Olympics.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. And so when are you going over?
We are leaving actually today, 2 weeks. We're flying on the 23rd of April. And we're gone over then until the start of May.
Okay, well, the very best of luck. And no doubt she'll do us proud. Rachel, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Rachel Lean there, a member of the Killarney Scorchers cheerleading team. Right, you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.